everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll hear about the Flint Firebirds. They have been mentioned this week in the KSCHL Top 10 rankings. Also, a couple of international teams with OHL players all over the rosters have been announced this week. More on that in a moment. But first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is goaltender Mac Guzda of the Owen Sound Attack. He posted a 3-0 record last week with an impressive 259 goals against average and 927 save percentage. He is the first goaltender to earn the OHL On the Run Player of the Week honors this season. The 18-year-old from Knoxville, Tennessee, now in his third season with the Attack, originally a second-round pick of Owen Sound in the 2017 OHL Priority Selection. Meantime, the KSCHL Top 10 rankings this week includes the Owen Sound Attack. First, it's the Oshawa Generals as they are the number one team in the country. Then the Attack come in at number 8, Ottawa 67s at 10, and two OHL clubs receiving honorable mentions this week, the Kitchener Rangers and the Flint Firebirds. And that's our next stop as we check in with the radio voice of the Flint Firebirds, Dominic Henning, who gives us an update on what's happening with the honorable mention Firebirds. Well, Dom, the Flint Firebirds are off to a nice start to the season. Honorable mention this week in the KSCHL Top 10 rankings as well. Bring us inside the Flint Firebirds. What has gone well to start this 2019-2020 season?
Yeah, well, they're off to their best start in franchise history right now, a 5-2 record through 7 games, and that pairs with a undefeated record on home ice of 3-0. And believe me, you know, being in the league, I understand it's early on that 68-game docket, but you know, at the same time, you know, you do want to take the positives as well. And right now, you know, this team is rolling on all cylinders, from the staff to the players to the management. Everything seems to be operating at a first-class and professional manner. And right now that's translating to on-ice results. And, you know, as a member of the Flint Firebirds, just going to be happy to be part of it right now.
Is confidence a good word right now, especially after those first 7 games, as you mentioned, when it comes to, you know, especially the players knowing, hey, a good start can help, you know, boost things going forward?
I think confidence is always key in anything in life, especially, you know, in a game of hockey. And it is true. You know, after the past few seasons, you know, you go into preseason, and again, I know it's just preseason, but you start 3-0, and, you know, that helps, obviously, and buying some belief in the locker room of, hey, you know, we can do this. And, you know, and then you go into the regular season. Birds dropped their first game. It was in Sault Ste. Marie. You know, but opening nights are obviously very tough, especially when on the road, and a lot of first-time games for your team and for players. But from there, they rattled off 4 consecutive wins, and it was a franchise record for this club. And, you know, some of your listeners might say, well, 4 wins doesn't sound, you know, like something to write home about. But, you know, this club has won 3 games consecutively 10 times. And since they began in 2015, they could never get to that 4th. And I think when they got to that 4th, they realized that this wasn't the same Firebirds that has been around for the last, you know, 4 years. This is a new franchise from top to bottom, staff down to players. And you could obviously see it on the ice now.
But you look at the player roster, and there are a lot of guys that have grown together over the last few years. And when you see them play on the ice, are you finding that chemistry is coming through now that they've gone through, you know, 2 and 3 years together in some cases when you look at a lot of this group?
Yeah, I think that is the case, Terry. And you look at it, I think maybe when we were down in the past, that game was essentially a write-off. It was over with. But I think, you know, over time they've matured, and you know, it's the biggest maturation point, you know, of a player's body between 16 and 20 here. And these guys are now going from the younger team in the league to the older team. It's a cyclical league. And with that brings, you know, maturity. And being down, Flint has been, you know, multiple times this season. They've come back to overcome and win. I think that speaks a lot of volumes to, you know, head coach Eric Wellwood, his staff with Ryan Kulabara and Mark Rideout, and then just look at some of the off-season and now even in-season transactions that Barkley Branch has made as well. So, you know, job well done to everybody. But, of course, you ask any of them, they'll say, hey, it's early. We had a long ways to go.
Since last season, what has Eric Wellwood been able to bring in since taking over as head coach of the Firebirds?
I think what he brings is a sense of youth, but also a sense of respect from his players. I think what he has that is making this team win games right now is I think he understands, you know, I don't know how to really word it, maybe the new age or the new era of the way people are, you know, and the way these players, you know, operate and what they need and when to maybe lay off the gas a bit and maybe when to push it. But at the same time, you know, I could say that respect is not a question when it comes to the players with Eric Wellwood. And, you know, when he says something, you know, I think that they go to battle for him. And it's obvious, you know, the best start in franchise history, 3-0 on home ice, and the first team in Flint history to be able to win four consecutive games in a row. So right now they're playing for him, and that's important.
You talked earlier about a few new faces joining the nucleus that's already together, and I was going to ask you now, well, one previously and now two guys that come in with Guelph Storm championship rings from last season. You've seen a lot of Anthony Popovich. Obviously, Owen Lalonde comes in as well, but you know, maybe specifically Anthony Popovich, when you bring in a goaltender that has a championship ring to his name, that never hurts a team moving forward.
No, it doesn't, and we were there just 2 weeks ago, and a class act operation by the Guelph Storm. They put a thank you video out for, you know, before the pregame ceremony, gave him his ring there. And after that video was done, it was a standing ovation from everybody in the building, and he had his stick saluted in the air and, you know, tapping his heart. And essentially, you know, I asked our head coach Eric Wellwood about that on my radio show, and he said, you know, that just goes to show that we got the right guy. Who, you know, it's too many times when you leave, fans are on to the next one. But when you come back and they show that much of an ovation, it goes to show you what his character was like in Guelph and, you know, what he meant to that area. And so that's our goalie now, you know, moving forward. And, you know, for Anthony, I was just working on our game preview for FlintFirebirds.com, and I just looked up his stats, and he's third best goals against average in the OHL right now, fourth best save percentage. So I was like, man, that's good to see here for the Flint Firebirds. That always helps as well.
That was Dominic Hennig, the voice of the Flint Firebirds. This week, Team OHL was announced for the 2019 CIBC Canada-Russia Series. The games will take place on November 7th in Kitchener and November 11th in London. Check out OntarioHockeyLeague.com for the complete list. Also, 24 OHL players have been selected to represent Canada at the 2019 World Under-17 Hockey Challenge. That's coming up during the first full week of November in Medicine Hat and Swift Current. The OHL's official website has the complete list for that as well. That's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News, presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.